I don't know. I know there's probably a lot of municipalities, this, pardon the pun, isn't on their radar at all. There's probably some that would look at it if the Highway Traffic Act gets changed. And the other interesting part to me would be, oh, could it be used by RCMP in a wider range across the province, whether that's on highways or in the jurisdictions that they patrol? So, but you said what the next steps are. So first hurdle is getting the Highway Traffic Act changed, right? I don't think I'm telling any secrets when I say things move slowly in government. So who knows how long that might take. I have no vision that this is going to happen probably during our current term in Brandon, so before the fall of 2026 and the next municipal election. But that's the first hurdle. And so if that gets changed in the Highway Traffic Act, then we can have some discussions about whether or not we want to actually use it, implement it in our community in some fashion. I think any discussion about that probably is premature without any kind of inclination that the Highway Traffic Act is going to change. So that to me is what needs to happen. And, you know, once it's changed, or maybe even if we get a feeling that it's going to be changed, we can start putting data together, both from our own data that we collect and on in our person that looks after our traffic analysis and stuff, our police service. MPI does a bunch of data on collision areas and all that kind of stuff. Get all that data collected and find where some of the hotspots are, and then take a look at whether it would work to implement in some of those hotspots for me. But again, that discussion, I think, is years down the road.